With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're anything like me, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, with its exhilarating highs and, well, let's just say, interesting lows. But guess what? The secret weapon to navigating those twists and turns isn't about avoiding the bumps. It's about developing emotional resilience, that inner strength that lets us bounce back from setbacks stronger than ever. And trust me, this is a skill worth mastering. Think of it as your mental armor. It protects you from getting knocked off course by life's inevitable curveballs. Now, imagine this. You're prepping for a big presentation, and bam. Your laptop decides to take an unscheduled vacation, leaving you scrambling at the last minute. Or maybe you poured your heart into a project only to have it fall apart at the 11th hour. Sound familiar? These situations are like emotional pressure cookers, testing our ability to stay calm, collected, and focused. But here's the beauty of it. Resilience isn't some mystical superpower. It's a muscle we can all strengthen through practice and awareness. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build your emotional armor. 1. Acceptance is your superpower. Ever felt like screaming when things don't go your way? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Fighting reality only makes it harder on us. Accepting what we can't control, and trust me, there's a lot out there we can't control, is the first step towards finding peace amidst the chaos. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fight a raging storm. You'd hunker down and wait for it to pass. Same with life's curveballs. 2. Challenge your inner critic. That little voice in your head whispering doubts and insecurities? Yeah, that one needs a timeout. Learn to recognize those negative thought patterns and challenge their validity. Are they really true or just fear talking? Remember, you're capable of amazing things, so don't let your inner critic dim your shine. 3. Find your stoic tribe. Surrounding yourself with positive, supportive people who uplift you is crucial. Just like a healthy diet fuels our body, good company nourishes our soul. Connect with people who inspire you, share your values, and celebrate your wins, big and small. They'll be your cheerleaders through thick and thin. 4. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to pause and breathe deeply. Seriously, take a few seconds right now to focus on your breath. Mindfulness isn't just about meditation. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the reset button whenever things start to feel overwhelming. 5. Embrace imperfection. You know that feeling when you set unrealistic expectations for yourself? And then, bam, you fall short, leaving you feeling defeated? Stop that right now. We're all human, messy, complicated, and wonderfully imperfect. Embrace your flaws, learn from your mistakes, and remember that progress is always better than perfection. Think about a time when you faced a tough challenge, maybe a lost job, a relationship ending, or a major disappointment. How did you cope? Did you let it break you, or did you find a way to bounce back stronger? Remember that feeling of resilience, that inner strength that helped you weather the storm. That's what we want to cultivate more and more. Now, imagine this. You're at your favorite coffee shop, catching up with a friend. The barista messes up your order, forgetting the extra shot of espresso. Instead of getting frustrated, you take a deep breath, smile, and say, "No worries, I can just add another shot later." You've accepted the situation, chosen to focus on the positive, enjoying the company of your friend and savoring that delicious coffee, and turned a potential annoyance into a minor blip. That, my friends, is emotional resilience in action. Remember, building resilience isn't about becoming invincible. It's about developing the mental toughness to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and strength. So, go out there, embrace those challenges head on, and remember, you are capable of incredible things. Ready to put these takeaways into action? Start by identifying one small thing you can do today to strengthen your emotional resilience. Maybe it's practicing a few minutes of mindfulness, challenging a negative thought pattern, or connecting with someone who uplifts you. Every little step counts. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a dose of stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep building that core, I know you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.